Yesterday, we brought you a terrifying story out of North Carolina where a school bus crashed into a home. Thankfully, no one died in that crash, but paramedics had their hands full.
Today, firefighters from Pleasant Grove and Lehigh trained for just such an accident using real school buses. Jeremy Wardle is fleet manager for the Alpine School District. He's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. Now, we've seen pictures of these buses tipped on their sides. Explain exactly what you're hoping to accomplish by this exercise.
We're hoping that the fire department can have some real-life training in a non-emergency type situation where they can experience what it would be like to work on a school bus that might be tipped on its side and be able to use tools and shore up the buses and basically learn how a bus is constructed and what it takes to keep to gain access to a bus, whether it be through the side of the bus, through the roof. Different situations in a non-emergency type situation to prepare them for a possible real-life scenario.
So, Jeremy, what lessons are rescuers learning by going through this exercise?
They're getting to use tools such as jaws of life. They have chop saws. They have axes. Different tools to gain entry. They use some struts to brace up one of the buses that have been tipped over. And they've been doing some math, trying to figure out, okay, which strut will hold the bus at different angles. And it's been interesting to watch.
Is this like a one-time opportunity where you only have so many buses that are going to be recycled, or will more firefighters have a chance to take part in this training?
We actually have several buses this week that they're going to be practicing on. We have 15 total that we're going to be recycling due to their age. Firefighters throughout this week will have a chance in different shifts to come through and practice on different buses.
Jeremy, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Jeremy Wardell is the fleet manager for the Alpine School District, joining us live on the KSL Newsline.